y'all. We got a juicy episode for you today, all about self-pleasure. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany, the joke-cracking, detail-oriented friend who is always down the road when you need her. For the legal stuff, though, not the illegal stuff.
And I'm Germany, the loyal friend who keeps you laughing. I'm a ray of sunshine, and you can always find me on the dance floor. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, my babies, my boo-boos, my girls, my boys.
Welcome.
All of y'all. Welcome.
Everybody, get your ass in here. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. How's it going? How are you today?
I'm really well.
How are you feeling coming off the heels of a birthday?
Listen. Yes.
She's coming off the heels of a birthday weekend.
I just turned 34. I had so much fun, y'all. Like, I didn't have high expectations for my birthday this year. I just wanted to have a nice time, spend some nice quality time with my good girlfriends since Andres was out of the country. So it was more than I could imagine. And you know what, my girl here?
The Oprah.
You always help make my birthday special. You do. You always help make
I take a lot of pride in that.
You do.
I like doing that.
She always helps make my birthday special because she has the talent of planning and the skill set of planning, and I don't. Brittany helped me find the restaurant for us to eat at and plan the activity for us to do on Sunday. So Friday, we went to Mother Tongue in LA, brand new restaurant, rooftop vibes. The whole premise of the restaurant is comfort food from different cultures. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of everything sprinkled in there. So many different flavors, but all spectacular. What was it? The Satellite of Love?
The drink, cocktail. The Satellite of Love. It was so good. It was mezcal based.
Passion fruit. Just everything that we love about a cocktail. And I got some great gifts. I'm not even going to fucking hold you. I got some great gifts for my girlfriends. Just say I have more labels. Germany, yep. Material Girl Manning. Yes. That's who she is.
That's what it gave.
That is what it gave. And although it's hard for me to receive, I'm learning how to lean in when the people I love show me that they appreciate me through gifts. So I really enjoyed myself. Saturday, we went out with our girlfriend Ty to celebrate her birthday. Mm-hmm. Another Libra mommy. Maybe. That was nice.
The weekend.
It took you out.
It was good.
It was.
Yeah.
And then rounded it out and closed it out with a Malibu wine tour. That was just cute, y'all.
It was so cute. Oh, my God.
It was cute. It was cute.
It was a wine tour of my dreams.
Although we were drinking wine, my inner child was fed.
My inner child was fed, too.
My inner child was fed. Just that freedom, that carefreeness, like being in an open field, picking strawberries, dancing. With my friends, just so much light airiness that I feel like was perfect for me as I transition into this new year life. I really appreciated you guys spending your time and being so generous to me.
I'm glad you had a good time. Birthdays are important. I don't know why I can plan other people's birthday, but when it comes time for my birthday, I never want to plan nothing. That's so weird.
I know.
It must be the birthday blues stuff.
Now I got to get in my planning bag. The pressure. Like, this girl ain't gonna want to plan a birthday, so let me get in where I gotta do.
It's
start
dumb.
Saving shit on TikTok.
But I'm glad that you had a good time. I had a great time celebrating you.
Thank you.
It was so much fucking fun, I'm glad that you had fun.
I did.
And you tried to act like this wasn't gonna be a good birthday. She was like, I don't know how last year is gonna be topped.
Last year was so good, but this year was good. And I even told you, I went on record and I said, nigga. It was, they neck and neck. They're neck and neck. They're both fighting for the top spot, okay? They're fighting for it. Both equally good.
We had a time.
10 out of 10. Would recommend.
We had a time, and baby, I'm still, no, you know what? I'm recovered now.
Yeah?
I'm recovered, but baby, that Monday after was a struggle.
Yeah, I was off.
Thank God you were.
I was off.
So yeah, I'm glad you had a good birthday. Welcome to 34.
Thank you. I was waiting
for you.
Thank you.
But you're here.
I am.
So the girls are 34 now, and we are happy that y'all are here with us.
Yeah.
We are packed up, you guys. Our boxes are packed up. We're waiting on the movers to come.
They're labeled. The boxes are labeled. Living room, bathroom, bedroom.
The boxes are labeled. Our things are ready to be moved into our new home.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope y'all are coming with us.
Hopefully you didn't just pop up after being on a break.
Yeah.
Like, where are they going?
Yeah.
If you've been living under a rock, if you haven't been under social media, on social media, then let us be the first to tell you. We are going to Spotify. We're a Spotify exclusive podcast starting November 1st, baby, and you will only be able to find us on Spotify.
Yes.
Still free to listen, so no pressure there.
Still free.
And just more, all of this good content is just going to live over there, new home.
But please believe we're moving on up.
Listen.
You know, we're moving to a good neighborhood with the Unbothered Network. We're moving to a place you want to come visit. Like, you know, they moved over there and it's hella nice and they got this and they got that and da-da-da-da. So come join us over there. We appreciate it for you. When you get there, give us a housewarming gift. Follow us. Put the bell on so that you make sure you get all the mail.
Yeah.
And
put a change of address in, y'all. Clicking that bell is putting in your change of address. You need to do that. This is a whole moving process. Put your change of address in so you don't miss
it. Do all the things because we're moving on to bigger and better. And you guys complimented us on the adjustments for the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we're glad you're enjoying them. There's going to be much more of that. So do that. We have our Unlocking Sisterhood retreat where you can join us in the jungle for a 7-day long retreat where we're just going to be unlocking sisterhood, forming bonds, having amazing conversations, getting to know each other and ourselves in a different way, in a different place. So we're super excited about that. We have a few spots available for week 2. That information is down in the show notes. Don't miss out. And if you join us on Patreon, you get a discount.
You do get a discount, y'all.
So
there's a discount for the Patreon mommies. And speaking of Patreon mommies, y'all already know what we do over there. We give you more of what you love. Bonus content, exclusive content. The Patreon is still a thing.
Right.
Every time we post something, people are like, is the Patreon leaving? The Patreon is staying. So y'all, please sign up over there. We are so grateful when you do sign up.
Next, we got you guys.
We're
not even going to say next week. We're working on it. We love you, patrons. We have something special for Patreon. If you're not on Patreon yet and you want to join to like converse with us in Discord, we are opening that up to our Patreon supporters where we can just have more conversation openly and friendly on the Discord platform.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever thought about joining Patreon, now is a perfect time because obviously you get a lot of perks being over there.
There's tons.
So
today, y'all. Today. What are we doing today?
Today's topic is sticky.
Mm.
Literally and figuratively.
Ooh.
We are going to be talking about self-pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned Discord. In the Discord, it's funny because one of the retreat girlies, she just came in and she was like, we need to have an honest conversation about the rose.
Listen.
Now, if you don't know what the rose is, it is a vibrator.
And it has the girls in shackles.
And I haven't personally experienced that one, but I heard that it has the girls in a frenzy, okay? Mm-hmm. It has people's men getting, feeling like they have some competition, but it has sent the girls to places. This is a real serious topic. I almost can't believe that we're really talking about it because I don't be talking about this like this.
Me either.
I don't.
We don't be talking about this like this, nor with y'all.
Yeah.
We be having these conversations amongst ourselves.
And it's a reason because there's a lot of shame
tied
to it. Taboo topic to talk about self-pleasure. I can't recall. Honestly, I just started talking about self-pleasure in a more open dialogue, and by open dialogue, I mean with you.
Yeah, period.
I
would say in the last 2 years.
Yeah, like when
the pandemic caused us
to see things about ourselves. It took us to some places.
We pulled out that Tracy's
it
dog.
It took us to some places. That
I would
pandemic
say the same.
Baby.
I would say the same.
But luckily, we have a friendship where we can discuss topics like this, but
It is taboo.
It's taboo.
It's taboo, especially amongst Black women. Like we were talking about, we are two Black women. And it is hard to say, girl, what you be doing to please yourself?
Right.
How do you play?
Right. Or do you play?
Do you play? Do you play? And I'm pretty sure we can all attest that being open sexually and being sexually liberated growing up will get you labeled as fast.
Definitely.
It would. I was in that box.
Fast ass. Fast tail little girl. That's the thing.
Slap fast. It on my face. Yeah. Not amongst people, but we know it only takes one person. It only takes one particular person to label you or say something about you that you can never, or feel like you can never take the label off. You know, you can never get over it. So yeah, we be like, oh, she fast. She doing hella much.
That definitely makes it taboo. Like, because we are all sexual beings, but because of being labeled fast and the shame that's associated with being sexual sometimes, it makes us want to close off that self, that part of ourself, and not openly discuss it because we don't want to be perceived as anything that has a negative connotation. Mm-hmm. And I think that self-pleasure is also taboo because when we are introduced to sex, most of us, it is associated with the man, right? Like, I can say that was my story for a long time, for up until 2 years ago. Like, if I'm talking about sex, it has to do with a man. And really, even that part was giving me anxiety because it's like a performance piece, like performative. Like, what are you doing for the man? Is the man pleased? Of course, I want pleasure too. But a lot of times that wasn't the priority.
Right.
You know?
I can think about being a younger woman who started having sex and how my mind was even thinking about sex, right? People can have sex whenever they want, whenever they feel like they're ready. But particularly when I think back to my own experience, I'm like, girl, I shouldn't have been doing that because all of it was only wrapped up in this young nigga fucking having sex with me, getting off. And I'm just like laying there like, what is that? That is not
okay.
That's not okay.
Yeah.
It's also can be a taboo topic because a lot of us have religious upbringings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, your body is for your husband or sex is for your husband.
Yeah.
It's something that you share between the marriage, between one another, which you get. I don't want to get in my
theology bag.
Yeah.
You don't have to get in the theology bag. The reality is that it can cause shame for a lot of us because we don't see our pleasure outside of that. So if you're not married, because that's what the religion is specifically marriage.
Marriage, right.
When we're talking about Christianity. If you're not married, then what are we talking about pleasure for?
Solo.
But then once we are married, you want us to be a freak.
In the sheets.
It's like, how do I know how?
I don't know how to be a
freak. I don't know how to be a freak in the sheets because I wasn't massaging that part of myself.
I don't even know what I like.
Right.
Now I got to get here and you want me to perform, nigga. You what the fuck? I don't know. I actually don't know.
I don't know.
There's a lot to unpack. So I would say in this conversation that we're going to have about masturbation and self-pleasure and sensuality, we want to just disclaim that we know that everyone isn't into masturbation.
Right.
And if you're somebody who isn't into masturbation because you're like, yo, it's just not my thing, that's totally fine.
Right. Totally. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. We're not shaming even that. But if you are a homegirl out there or a person out there who feels like I'm open to exploring this part of me that I have suppressed, that I was closed off to, that's kind of what we want to talk about. And the first step is to really consider that it's not all about masturbation. It's about self-pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And quick little definition here, which is really helpful. Self-pleasure better expresses what masturbation has to offer, and it accurately alludes to the voluntary practice of caring for one's sexual desires.
So I like that.
The same way you implement self-care, self-love, self-awareness, self-pleasure is no different.
Right.
It's you actively and voluntarily deciding, what are my desires and how do I take care of them?
For yourself.
Separate.
It's liberating.
From him, her, they, them, everybody else.
Right.
Solo practice, if you will.
I love that. And there are so many benefits to self-pleasure, too. It definitely helps relieve stress. It is a mood booster. We talked about the pandemic, honey. Who wasn't stressed?
Who wasn't worried?
Who wasn't worried?
Not us, because we actually ordered a Tracy's dog.
I ordered my first vibrator at the top of the pandemic. I said, there's a lot going on. If we're going to be in the house, I'm going to be in the house occupied. Because I had recently gotten out of my relationship. So I needed something
Yeah.
Outside, I needed pleasure. We need so many things were stripped from us. Mm-hmm. Being able to go out and do things where I find pleasure, live music, go sitting down at restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean, even feeling like it's okay to just go to the grocery store and find the things that you need. So many elements of pleasure were stripped from us. Mm-hmm. That is one way that I found to implement more pleasure back in.
Yeah.
So definitely one of the benefits is boosting the mood and relieving stress, because there are some stress hormones that are lowered.
Yeah.
When you're getting it in.
It's definitely a sleep aid too. Listen, if you can't sleep.
That's my story.
Go ahead and play with that cat.
I use it at
bed in a minute.
Magnesium who?
Exactly.
I go right to sleep. Cue the Chris Brown.
Now you done did it to yourself.
Cue the Chris Brown.
Now you done did it to yourself.
Period.
Yeah, so using this as a mood booster is helping to release endorphins, serotonin, dopamine. All of these hormones help you relax. Chemicals in the brain help you relax. So if you feel like, I can't get no rest, pull out your tart cherry juice and your vibrator.
I heard about the tart cherry
juice. Yeah, the tart cherry juice is supposed to help you go to sleep.
A combo. Coupling. It's a combo.
Coupling.
Also, self-pleasure helps you with your confidence. Mm-hmm. We mentioned earlier how having sex, when it's like when having partnered sex, sometimes you don't have your confidence because you don't know what you need.
Yeah.
You don't know how to communicate what you need. But by engaging in self-pleasure, you will definitely learn
to be more vocal in the bedroom. It's like self-pleasure really helps you learn what you like and what you don't like.
You become real familiar with the body.
Yeah, then you don't just got to be laying down on your back taking it. It's like, nah, nigga, I don't like it missionary. I'm not going to get nothing from that. Not even speaking to an orgasm, just enjoyment.
Right.
The whole process. You going hard in the paint, and I need you to slow this thing down.
Exactly.
Nigga, you almost made me spill my yak. You know that slow, this motherfucker? You don't know that.
Is that from that movie? That's from that movie.
Stop it.
What movie is it from? It's a black movie.
Next Friday.
Exactly, period. I knew it. I knew that, girl. I knew that. You didn't even give me a moment to recall.
But did you?
No, I knew that.
But
definitely, it's very hard to communicate to someone what you want if you don't know what you like or need, because all you can say is, I don't like that. But the conversation will go much better if you can tell them, I don't like that, but I like this, mm-hmm. You know?
Try this instead.
Exactly.
Yeah. And even outside of the bedroom, when we build up the confidence to learn ourselves, tell somebody else what to do to help us, you know, enjoy ourselves, that confidence trickles over out of the bedroom. Mm. From the bedroom to the boardroom, baby. From the bedroom to the boardroom, the confidence spills over in every area of your life, because we can use our voice any and everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, actually, I don't like the way you're treating me.
Yeah.
I don't like the way that made me feel. Throat chakra.
I think one of the biggest benefits of self-pleasure is closing the pleasure gap. Mm. So there is a real disparity in the pleasure that women receive versus men.
Mm-hmm.
We know just by design, typical like penetrative sex, men can come so easily.
Yeah.
Like, they can have their orgasm. But the comparison, when we're comparing how many orgasms women have to men, the math isn't mathing. Every one woman to three men have an orgasm. Mm-hmm. So while three men are having one, only one of us are having one. Mm-hmm. And once you get into the self-pleasure, not only are you able to have more orgasms, but you're able, like we said, to just tell them exactly what needs to take place, because not every woman is able to come with the vaginal sex. You know what I'm saying? So, brother, sister.
And here's another stat for you. Over 50% of women have faked an orgasm.
Have you?
Yeah.
I have.
I'm pretty sure, like, let's just let this be over with.
Yeah, because it's like, what you're doing isn't giving.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to keep doing it because now I'm taking a beating. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you're still going.
Uterus all fucked up.
And I'm taking a beating.
Right.
So let's just wrap it up.
And it's like, at this point, we've been socially trained to put these men's needs first. Even just that. Not to say that a man has never faked an orgasm, but it's a little more difficult for them to fake it.
It is. And they don't be having to fake it.
Right. It's like, let me just get off real quick and we be done. So there's a lot to talk about here.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
And the last benefit that we're going to leave you with doesn't mean that there's not tons more, is that self-pleasure can help you with your period cramps. So if you're a woman who experiences those cramps that are just annoying, get into some self-pleasure, because once you're having this solo sex session, you can increase your blood flow to the uterus, which helps with relieve the pain from your uterus contracting.
Putting that in my toolbox. I'll be drawing on that next month.
Yeah.
Hey, cramps, give me that vibrator.
Yeah.
Bring it on over here.
Get it in.
Okay. Sounds like there's a lot for us to get into.
Baby, we told y'all that this episode was a juicy episode, so stick around for our new segment. Well, if you ask me, after this.
Okay, so let's get a little more real with y'all about how we feel about this topic, how we personally feel. Well, if you ask me, I am really grateful that we're having this conversation about self-pleasure, taking the shame out of the conversation. I started having sex relatively young. I was in ninth grade. I had an older boyfriend, and none of my friends were having sex. You know what I mean? I was the only person in my friend group who started having sex. And of course, when you're the only person and you feel like you're alone, or you feel like you're the only person, when really, I'm sure that there was multiple people around in the high school having sex.
But I just wasn't in your friend group.
Right. And these are the people who I relate and connect with the most. And I had a friend who would call me fast or like, girl, you are grown. You having sex. So I felt like I was doing it. My mom, of course, didn't know. His parents didn't know. So I feel like I was doing it in secrecy. I'm feeling othered.
Yeah.
I'm feeling shame for my friends. I'm starting to develop a sense of shame in myself and started to just feel like this is yucky. You know, I started to feel badly. And over the last couple of years, like we mentioned, I've been actively working to rid myself of the shame that I felt as a younger teenage girl who was doing what teenage girls do and teenagers do, which is grow up and evolve and explore and lean into their sexuality and their sensuality, because it's just naturally what's happened around that time.
Right.
And it wasn't up until 2 years ago, like the pandemic, where I was like, why do I feel so uncomfortable with sex, even with myself?
Yeah.
Because I've had those feelings of having partnered sex, and I don't want the lights on. I want to be covered up. Okay, I'm not making any noise. I'm super quiet. All of these things are really just the root of the shame that I feel around sex.
Yeah.
You know? So when I decided to get a vibrator. I had already had a vibrator, but it came as like a joke. I never used it.
Oh, you just had it?
Yeah, like somebody bought it, and it's, you know, it's not nothing I actively did, because again, even when I go to pull it out, I'd be like, okay, shaking, we're about to have sex. Right. Solo sex is on the horizon.
Right.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I have to really get out of my head and be like, I want to feel good right now.
Yeah.
And it's okay. So in 2020, during the pandemic, I also got a Tracy's dog. How did that even come up on our...
I think it was like an article or something.
It was like trending.
Yeah.
It was trending, but I got me one. I think you had one first and you were like, girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me get me one.
Yeah.
And also, I was also out of a relationship. I was out of an LTR.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I hadn't started having sex with my current partner yet. So I was like, oh, okay, something. But it was in that time where I started to explore my own self-pleasure and sensuality and sexuality. And I can say that through self-pleasure, I have become more empowered, more liberated. I'm still actively working on ridding myself of the shame.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling more confident. You know, I don't have to feel bad or sad. This is some real deep work, y'all.
It is. Sexual shame is a real deal. I'm sorry that you had to go through that.
Yeah.
But a lot of us do. Like, I had sexual shame too, but it was opposite. Not because, and it's crazy how this works. It wasn't because I had sex first, because honestly, I felt late, because my friends had started having sex before me. So I felt like, oh, y'all having sex already and I haven't had sex yet.
Right.
So it felt like not that they were shaming me. I was more so shaming myself. Like, okay, now I gotta hurry up and have sex.
Yeah.
That was one thing, one pressure I put on myself. And then when I have it, I need to really know what I'm doing, because everybody else has already started.
Yeah.
And so now I have to know how to do it and what I'm doing. And they were talking about, yeah, it was good. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so maybe that's where the original like thought stemmed from, of like pleasing a man and making sure, you know, I'm going in and I'm doing what's supposed to be done, to where I put my pleasure on the back seat. You know what I'm saying? And I was just taking whatever was given, because it's like, okay, I'm having sex. Like, this is a part of having sex. And so if you ask me, I really feel like self-pleasure has been liberating for me and has really helped me like find my voice to vocalize what I want and just know what I want and also just be able to give myself that when I need it. Because like I said, I was making it so focused on whoever my partner was at the time. And even if they weren't doing what I needed them to do, I didn't know how to vocalize or communicate to them what I needed them to do. I felt like something was wrong with me because I was not just having an orgasm vaginally. Yeah. I'm like, what is going on? They're talking about, you know, it's supposed to be this amazing experience.
The big O.
Right. He's supposed to do this. He's supposed to do that. And I'm like, it would feel good, but it wasn't quite giving me the experience that I'm hearing I'm supposed to have. But as I got more into self-pleasure, I'm like, this is why. Mm-hmm. I need more clitoral stimulation to really do what I need to do. And so, yes, there can be vaginal penetration, but also there needs to be concentration on the clit as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So engaging in self-pleasure just really helped me do that. And once I got that vibrator, baby, I have not looked back.
Right.
I have not looked back. I love it. I love self-pleasure. It's a really intentional time for me. And it has really helped me find my voice.
I love it. Yeah. It's helped me be shameless. Shameless.
We should be shameless because you know what? We are sexual beings and you'll be shocked at what you unlock in yourself when you tap into this pleasure, how powerful you feel, how creative you feel, how strong you feel, confident if this is your jam.
Yeah.
Like all the things.
And if you want it to be your jam and you don't know how, you know we have solutions. So first thing you can do is have open dialogue with your friends. That's what we're doing right here, right now. That's what Brittany and I have been doing over the past few years, is just talking openly about self-pleasure, masturbation. What do you use? How do you get into it? I want to, but this is where I'm struggling. You would be surprised at how sharing opens up the space for you to not have shame. Then you realize, oh, it eliminates the shame. We all are here together. You just expressed and shared your story around sex and I expressed mine and we're both dealing with some level of shame
for two different reasons.
But it's like, oh, I'm not by myself, because for a long time I thought I was. I'm like, I'm the only person who's sitting here like, nigga, don't see me with the lights on and I feel so bad. I can't break out of this shell. When it's like,
Until we started talking.
Right. It's a lot of people's story. Yeah. It's a lot of people's story. So try to find a few homegirls that you can get down and dirty with.
Yeah. Also, creating a safe space, right? We're scheduling our self-pleasure. Mm-hmm. You can start off by having like a designated space where you engage in this practice. The bedroom is pretty common. For some people, it's the shower. Wherever you feel comfortable, just doing it there, setting the mood, setting the vibe so that you can really get into it in a way that feels most comfortable to you.
Yeah. And although it is uncomfortable at first, having that schedule, because it is an intentional practice, there's self-pleasure and then there's mindful self-pleasure where we're really just grounded in our physical body. We're not really thinking about our environment or how we're responding. We're just really trying to make ourselves feel good. And if this is something that you don't normally do, scheduling could help. Like, you know what? I'm making time for self-pleasure this week. I'm going to please myself
right
these days, because if a nigga called you up, you'd be like, all right, well, let me shave,
let me get in the shower.
It would be a thing. Like, nigga, he just made a dick appointment with you. You got to make a clit appointment with you. Okay, take the dick, swap it out for the clit, and we on. Seriously, make Stop yourself an appointment.
No, for real though, definitely schedule it.
Yeah. And next, you can get familiar with your body. A lot of us have not even sat down in the mirror to look at our lady parts. We don't know what's going on down there. You don't really know what's going on. He don't know what's going on. So get familiar with yourself. Take a mirror, look. If you are already engaging in a self-pleasure practice through masturbation, switch up the vibe. You know, even our masturbation process or practice can get a little routine. I know if I touch here, I'm going to feel something. I know if I touch there, I'm going to feel something. Figure out your erogenous zones. If you normally go fast, see how you feel when you go slow.
Right. You could be the small of your back being
touched. Exactly. Like, rub softly, caress your skin, take notice of how that feels. Just get to know yourself in a new way, your senses.
Lastly, we're going to open up our toolkits. You guys know we love a toolkit, so we have a little hidden toolkit. You know the one where have you ever opened up your mom's drawer and found some tools?
I've seen hers.
Girl, I've seen coupon books, Kama Sutra things, jellies. And I'm like, girl, what the fuck? So she was tapped into her pleasure.
I know what my mama used, a bullet. She probably put that right on top of that old thing and get it going.
Listen.
I knew my mom was engaging in self-pleasure. I would hear. No moans or anything, but you know the all too familiar sound of a vibrator turned
on. They said it sounded like a barbershop.
Yeah, I'm like.
That's probably what my neighbor be thinking.
I'm sure mine be. I'm like, girl, fuck you. I know you probably doing the same thing.
Period. But you might have a silent one.
Right.
So we have a toolkit. We're going to open up our toolkit. It is okay to need resources to help you with this practice, right? There's apps. Dipsy is an app.
That's one of my resources.
But you can try different toys until you find, like, you know, one that you like. It may be the Rose. It may be the Tracy's dog. It may be the bullet. It may be your fingers. There's so many different things that you can try. So just don't be ashamed to try whatever you need until you find something. My homegirl had put up in her story. She caught my attention because she said, I have a toy that'll make you reconsider the Rose. I said, please share. Girl, she sent the Amazon link. I said, add to cart. I haven't pulled the trigger yet because I'm like, do I want the Rose or this? I don't know yet. But there's things out there. Yeah. So get into it. If you need a lubricant, that's okay too. Mm-hmm. There are tons of lubricants. Make sure you get one if you're using a toy that doesn't have a negative reaction with that.
Yeah.
I hear the girls water-based. People use coconut oil. There's so many different things you can use. Don't be afraid to use your things.
Get in your bag. Stay in your bag. Okay. All right, y'all. Our new segment, I Did That Shit, right after this.
Okay, y'all, so this is a part of the show where we big ourselves up for doing dope shit, and we get to tell y'all all about the dope shit that we did. Mm-hmm. So, what shit did you do?
So, y'all know, if you're new here, if you're old here, I have a live-in partner. I've been living with my boyfriend now for about a year.
Dang, that's it?
Only a year, nigga, yeah. Oh. A little over a year. Okay. A little over a year. But prior to that, I had always lived alone, and because I had started engaging in self-pleasure through masturbation during the pandemic, I had a little practice going. You feel me? So anybody who's lived with a partner understands that the live-in peen is different when you ain't got the live-in dick, you know?
What's different about it?
It's different because now there's not as much time. Yeah, there's not much time to be like, I'm about to engage in self-pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm home with him all the time. It is different.
You'd be like, what you doing? You know, I'm in here. I'm here.
I'm going to tell you something. So I had noticed that I had not used my favorite toy in over a year. I just looked up and was like, damn, I don't even do that no more. Right? And lately, Andres has been traveling more for work. And he's been gone for weeks and stretches at a time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? Let me charge my shit up. Girl was dead as a doorknob. That's another thing.
Right.
Well, I went to go pull it out. The shit didn't even activate. I said, I need all the components. I need the clit sucking. I need the I said, my shit is dead. So I plugged it up. I'm like, I'm using you. You're going to stay ready.
Right.
So because he's been gone traveling more, I've been really being more intentional with like, yo, I want to do something tonight, and I've been doing it as opposed to waiting for him.
Wait, sitting home, you feel waiting for you, because staring at these walls is all I do.
I try my best to be. Okay, listen, usually I would sit at home and wait. I would be like, he going to come back, and then we going to do what we do. It's going to be good because we don't wait it. Nah, hell no, boy. Yeah, it's still going to be good.
Period, because this is a different experience.
And is it
because it's a different experience.
It's truly a different experience. So, yeah, he's gone. I've been actively using my toys and tapping in with myself.
And learning some things about yourself,
I'm sure. I share with Brittany that a lot of times when you are in a long-term relationship or you have monogamous sex, you get into a habit of doing shit the same way. It's a routine.
It's routine.
Like, I'm going to suck this. You're going to lick that. We're going to da-da-da-da.
Do you want it on the chair? Right.
Exactly. Same little positions. And you know this works. But through self-pleasure, it's like, ooh, I forgot that I really do like this. Okay, right. I got to go back and tell him to incorporate that.
Right.
You know, so I have been just really enjoying my time at home alone, engaging in self-pleasure and masturbation and just doing all the things. So I'm really proud of myself for making myself a priority in that way.
You did that shit.
I did it.
I'm proud of you too.
Thank you.
It's keeping you connected to the self.
Deep down.
Who she is.
Deep down.
Who she is at the core.
Yes.
Well, Y'all, we've come to the last segment of the show. Mm-hmm. Pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
So, this is where we share the content that checked us or inspired us. These are the things that make us look in the mirror and remember the baddies that we are. So we're sharing these good vibes with you.
Mm-hmm. What's our gym this week?
Our gym this week is, we have a couple. The number one is Dipsy. So Dipsy is an app where there are so many different like erotic stories being shared. Yeah. And I love this as a resource for my self-pleasure. So there's two different types of stories. There's like the stories where it's like
a fantasy,
an erotic fantasy. And then there's one where it's like just the male or the female talking. It's male. It's only male talking, right?
It's both. They have them for if you are into male, yeah. I mean, it just depends.
Okay. Where whoever. The erotic person talking, and it's like they're engaging with you. So they're telling you what to do. It's like you're going on a journey.
Yeah.
And baby, if I don't have this, I don't have nothing. I don't have nothing. This is so good because I don't know.
I think it adds another layer of what's in the realm of possibility when it comes to self-pleasure. For a while, it was just porn.
Yes.
You feel me? Or you going deep in your own damn mind and recalling
exactly.
some stuff.
And I don't really connect with porn. I don't connect with porn. And then trying to recall stories, that take a little longer too. But with Dipsy,
it gets you right there.
Yes. And it even tells you where the hot spot is of the story. So if you need to expedite the process for whatever reason, you can get where you need to go quickly. So I just love Dipsy. That is definitely a
yeah.
gem.
Malcolm is one of our favorites, and Theo.
We love yeah. black voices. That's another
they,
thing.
They have black voices. They have so many categories.
So many categories. Whatever you're into, kinks, BDSM, black voices, trans, all of the things.
Yeah, they have it all.
Women, lesbian, yes. gay sex, whatever yes. you're into, babes. There's something
it.
For you.
They have it for you. There's so Dipsy is you. That.
Let me
is
tell that. Y'all a little story.
What?
So, when Andres first left, you know, I didn't have my Dipsy. I said, oh, no, I need something.
Oh, yeah.
I activated. I was only going for a 7-day trial, and I was going to deactivate or pay monthly. Because mm-hmm. when you sign up, they make you sign up for the full year.
Yeah.
So, I said, oh, hell no. Let me do what I got to do. I did it. I was done. And then I said, let me deactivate this. Why did I forget? And I woke up, and I had been charged. And I said,
for the year.
For the year. So now I'm locked in, but I was pissed.
But you're probably like, happy now. So
I'm happy
the
now.
Gone,
yeah, I'm like, you know,
it.
It's just a subscription that I need to keep.
Yeah.
$60 for the year. That's $5 a month. Come on.
It's good. Once you tap into it, if it's your jam, you are going to love it. I have to constantly tap into it.
Let me know what y'all think. Let us know what y'all think.
So we'll just leave it at that, Jim. I think that's the perfect gym for this week.
You know what? I just want to say, because this is the last time that we will be on all platforms, streaming everywhere. This has been such a journey. This has been such a transition for all the homegirls who've been riding with us since day one, BGB gang. We're really taking this thing someplace, and it means so much to us for you all to support us in the way that you do. None of this would even be possible if y'all weren't listening, streaming, downloading, sharing, you know, connecting with the content. So thank you so much. We can't wait to see you over on Spotify, mm-hmm. where we will be exclusive starting next week, y'all.
November 1st.
We'll see you over there.
We definitely will.
Love you.
To the top.
Bye.
Bye.